All right, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Just excited for this show. And
yeah, you sound like wait. You're really excited to be on.
Well, I had to finish. I was, you know, I had a meeting, and then I was eating lunch, and I just couldn't quite take a call on the deck. They don't let you do that. So I had to, like, scurry my food in and then get down here and, you know, talk about the draft.
What did you shoot in your meeting?
79 today.
Ooh. Oh, nice meeting.
You bounced
Putter
back.
Woke up?
Yeah, putter woke up today. I was, I might have been better, but I hit a ball out of bounds today that the people in the house next to the course won't find. Like, it was so far right. Like, I just, as soon as it left my club, I just turned around and walked back to my bag to get another ball. I'm like, I don't even know where the hell that thing's going to end up. It was rather embarrassing. Terrible. But anyway, fun day. Back at it.
Well, you didn't miss much, we can tell you that. I mean, there's nothing going on down at the NHL draft, and it's all rumors and conjecture, and that happens every year, and there's big names that we believe are on the market. I mean, that's not fake news.
There's big names, there's more guys being added, but nothing's going on.
Nothing so far. I mean, I
wonder when they get rated, like, it's going to be right in that last hour. Yeah. You know, that we're, okay, so now we're on the clock here. We know that the guy at 4 is going to pick this player, so now at 5, maybe can I move up? Can I trade? But the rumor stuff, you just want the dam to break. Like, okay, you're going to trade Jeff Skinner, good. Trade him, and then the dam breaks. And, you know, and then everybody's now scrambling into position because they don't want to get left outside of the, you know, outside of the deal. The one thing happens every year, though, we think there's going to be 100 trades. There isn't, because there's no deadline. Like, the deal could happen in July. It's just, if it's tied to a pick, it's got to happen now. Otherwise, it could be any time.
Right.
Well, and that's what happened with the NBA draft last night. No live bodies from the NBA got traded last night. Picks moved around, but no NBA veterans were included in any of the trades last night. So it led to a lot of people wondering what's going on. Like, because that is a calm before the storm. Like, LeBron is going to probably leave. Kawhi Leonard's out there. Paul George. They're a big name. Something's going to happen in the NBA.
Right.
The NHL, kind of, it doesn't feel like there's that kind of activity if Tavares goes back, if John Carlson goes back. I mean, I guess the Erik Karlsson trade is one we've been talking about for a long time. And technically, that could happen at camp.
Yeah.
You know, he could show up to camp or say, I'm not showing up to camp. And then, like, is there, when is the deadline for the Erik Karlsson trade? Is there a deadline?
Yeah, the deadline. Like, the trade deadline.
The trade deadline, yeah. Next February.
Yeah, because now, if they're going to trade him, they've got to recoup some draft picks in the deal somewhere. So there's a deadline for today, if it's going to be involved with a, you know, if Ottawa is going to grab another first rounder or try to get more than one first rounder or second rounder, however they tie it to a player, but they're going to have to replace their first round pick they're giving to Colorado either this or next year. Like, they've got to replace that, and I think that's part of the Karlsson deal. Unless it's Vegas. They don't have a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yep. How many teams can really be in for Erik Karlsson?
Well, and that are, and I'll add on top of that, Ray, and are not on his
no-fly list.
Exactly. Like, I mean, right. You'd think Edmonton would want to be in on it. Vancouver would want to be in on it. You don't know if they're on the list or not. From what it sounds, Edmonton's not on the list. So, you know, Chiarelli can try, but not going to happen. Karlsson says no thanks, and you move on. But you at least have to, I think you have to make these calls. As a manager, you have to know exactly. I mean, you've at least called Dorion and said, would you even hear me? And if he says no, okay, got to move on.
Well, no. I would assume that the parameters of what Dorion's looking for have to be pretty common knowledge in the GM circle. Like, they have to know. I mean, like, you can't call, you know, you're not going to call and say, I'll give you you know, a third line center and a couple of second rounders. Like, they've got to know it's a really good roster player, like a top end roster player, probably a younger guy, a first round pick at the very least. And then you get into what other multiple assets are going to be involved in it. But I mean, it can't be a surprise to the teams that are calling Pierre Dorion to say, you know, okay, I want to make an offer. They've got to know at least what the ballpark of assets is going to cost. And well, it's going to be expensive.
It has to be expensive, also because of the other availabilities to you. We were having this conversation earlier this afternoon, Ray. John Carlson is a very good defenseman. He's not Eric Carlson good, but he's very good. He's a legit top-pairing guy.
Right.
We all believe he's going to return to Washington. No guarantees, but we believe he more than likely returns to Washington. So if he is off the board and not available to anybody, the next best defenseman available to people is Mike Green. So if your option is, I trade for Eric Carlson or I sign Mike Green, you don't have an option.
Right.
You try to acquire Eric Carlson. Like, doesn't mean it's definitely going to happen. And obviously there has to be a limit in terms of what you're willing to give up. You know, Shirelli's not going to call up and be like, McDavid's available or something stupid like that. But, you know, there just aren't that many options.
No, there's not.
And this guy's a legit superstar home run Norris caliber defenseman.
Every year.
Every single year.
So then you have to decide then if I'm going to get into Carlson, I'm really taking a chunk out of my prospect pool, my draft picks, even my roster. How much worse am I getting to get Carlson? Like, what else do I have? And I think that'll take a couple teams out because they'll say, well, if we make that deal and we give up four assets, we're getting thin.
Right.
You know, we can't replace those assets. That's going to take a couple of years. Because if I'm Ottawa, I don't want guys that are 5 years away. Like, a draft pick's great and all that. But if I can get a guy like Shea Theodore from Vegas, well, I'm way more interested in Shea Theodore than a first-round pick.
Right.
Because he's 22. He's there. He's a player. He's, you know, like, you can make a trade. It's great. Well, the next general manager is going to reap the benefits because it's 5 years down the road and you're going to run out of rope eventually. It's a hard deal to trade a player like Carlson and not come out with a crappy end of the stick.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And we were talking about that, like the timeline of a team like Buffalo, who they're taking Darlene tonight. There's no point in wasting the clock. Bettman should just walk up with a Darlene jersey, make his opening announcement, and then hand it to Darlene because we know he's going first overall. And then in Buffalo, you got Eichel as your number one center. Darlene is your number one defenseman, but they're going to need a goaltender now. Yeah. And, you know, Noodles, you're high on that Olmar kid.
Yeah.
But he may be 2-3 years away from truly being a guy.
Yeah.
And, like, at some point in Buffalo, that might be the wise move. You know, let Darlene grow, let Eichel grow, and let Olmar grow. But at some point, because Buffalo has just been such a black hole in the NHL for years, seems more likely they'd try to acquire maybe a Craig Anderson type guy.
Yeah.
Veteran guy. Let's try to get some wins now.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
and help this kid. Like, you need
let's
a
get
mentor.
Going here.
You need a mentor for this kid. Like, you know, a Ryan Miller, somebody like that who can give you some games, but allow Allmark. Like, Hellebuck played 53 games 2 years ago, didn't play that well, and they called up Pavlik and that, and then they signed Steve Mason in the offseason, and everyone was like, this is your number one. Well, what it did is it kind of woke Hellebuck up. He's 24 now, and he had a Vezina-type season, and now you know who your goaltender is for the next, if they sign him long-term, for the next 8-10 years in Winnipeg. Allmark potentially could be that. Vasilevsky's doing that in Tampa, and you know that's where they're not growing on trees.
And these teams generally, like you look at the Leafs, they pick Matthews, and they had built up some collateral before with Marner and Nylander and Brown and Hyman, but they made the playoffs the next year. Edmonton took McDavid. They didn't make the playoffs the next year, but the year after that, they did.
Yeah.
Like, I look at Buffalo, and maybe it's just based on the reputation, and quite frankly, the Leafs had the exact same one. Should we be expecting Buffalo to be in playoff contention next year, the year after that? I mean, when is that going to happen?
Not next year. I mean, their defense is is no good. Of course, they're going to get Dahlin. He's 18. Like, he's, you know, like, he still has to learn. And he has to grow. He has to mature.
Yeah.
They don't, the goalie position's a mess. Up front, they're, you know, they've got Eichel and Mittelstadt. Will they trade O'Reilly? If they trade O'Reilly, maybe that brings back something on the blue line, or, you know, gives them, like, would you not trade O'Reilly if you could get into somebody's higher first round pick? And then you've got Dahlin and another high first round pick now, like, continue to fill your bucket full of prospects, top end prospects.
Ray, we were just talking about
Go ahead. I'd say sign a veteran for 1 or 2 years to mentor and to help.
Yeah, we're just saying. I mean, Buffalo, they've got O'Reilly. I know he makes a lot of money. I know he made some stupid comments, but they move him out. It's like they're going to spend all their time trying to find a number two centerman now.
Right. One a lot cheaper that doesn't take up so much ice time, maybe.
But I don't know.
I hear you. It's like they're gonna look for kind of Ryan O'Reilly. I guess I would say, what if, and this is just, you know, off the top of my head, what if you get a higher first round pick and a really good prospect for O'Reilly, you move out the money, and then you sign Tyler Bozak?
Yeah.
Are you, like, is that, like, a player like Bozak, doesn't that sort of fit? You're not really a number two, but you get a stable player, you know what you get. You get a guy that's got to be a good guy, because that's what playing on those teams is about sometimes. And you put two more assets into the bucket.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a first or a top-level player. It's got to be a guy that can help you along.
Well, that's the situation they found themselves in for a long time, and I could see that. I mean, it sure feels like there's a lot of smoke there with Ryan O'Reilly. You know, yeah. His name has been out there, and there would be a lot of suitors for him, you would think. And if he does go, to your point, I mean, you got to fill that hole, and maybe a guy like Bozak comes into play. And, you know, I still kind of link Bozak to the Leafs. I don't think that it's a foregone conclusion he's not returning. I don't know how I would handicap it, but I don't see this massive market out there for him. I didn't think he had a very good year. I've heard some people suggest he had a very good year. I thought at times he was awful. His numbers, mid-40s points, he was on the first power play. And it was the second-ranked power play in the league. Like, I don't see for a 32- or 33-year-old
I'm just telling you,
this massive
people in
market.
This building think that he could sign a deal upwards of $5 million a year.
I think that would be absolutely ludicrous. I'm not saying it won't happen. That's sports. It can. But if Tyler Bozak is getting a five-year deal, then that is...
Well, not a five-year deal. I'm just saying a deal kind of around $5 million a year. Maybe a three-year deal at five.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's
way too rich.
That's for me, man.
It is. But there,
good,
you know,
good for him. I hope he gets it.
Absolutely. Yeah, sign it, man. Jump on that deal.
We were just talking about it, though. You look at Ottawa. That's a team, if they trade... You know, it's a giant if, but if Carlson gets traded, if Bobby Ryan is somehow tied to that, which I wouldn't suggest to do, but you keep hearing that potentially that could be a situation to entice Ottawa, they're going to have to find salary back. They're going to have to sign or trade for, you know, some dead contracts or some contracts that of guys who make a lot of money, because they've got to make it to the floor. And the floor just went up. That's something that... You know, people have to focus on. We're always focused on the top, 79.5. We know teams are going to spend to that, but there's a lot of teams that hover a lot closer to the floor than we make it. What was Ottawa's payroll last year? 68, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that. And if Carlson goes out, they've already dumped Phaneuf's, although I guess they brought Gabrick back. But
right.
You're right. I mean, if Bobby Ryan goes, you're all of a
That's
sudden...
That's $14 million off the books.
Creeping up real
Ryan
close.
And Carlson leave.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny, just think that you got to spend, and it might not be easy to spend.
Well, if you want to be smart about it, that's that you could spend right. And be ridiculous, but if you want to be smart, it would be a lot tougher than people think. Like, that's why the Bodker, I guarantee you, they wanted that $4 million cap hit, even though his real money's three, because they're going to need it if they end up changing the scenario or the dynamic of that team.
Well, I would... You know what, Noodles? That's a good point. That's the contract a team like Ottawa that has financial pressures is looking for. They're looking all the time, and I would think they would be in the next bit for lower money, higher AAV, like higher cap, more money.
Yeah, real money, and, real money lower. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, and that's maybe that's what we should be expecting at the, you know, as they work through today.
And I'll pile on that one last thing is that's why we may not see trades at the draft if guys have signing bonuses July 1st.
Right.
So you have a team that has to pay a player X amount of dollars. His cap hit is 7 or 6, but he's owed a $5 million bonus July 1st. The team trading him eats it and then trades the player.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That's something we could be, and I know we're pissed off about it. There's no moves in that, but there's probably framework of moves in place or potentially in place that are going to be executed on July 1st because of that scenario.
Happens every year.
Yeah.
It does. And listen, guys are going to get moved. There's too many big names out there. There's too many teams, too many GMs that are desperate.
Right.
Too many trade demands. Like, it feels like there's a bunch of players who are like, I'd rather move on, or I'm not signing with you long term. And
funny how they wait until they're literally looking at each other, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go talk to
that guy. This Panarin situation, I think he's a fantastic player. Like, there's several teams that should be in on Panarin.
Yep, and Columbus is bracing for that. I mean, it kind of feels like they're almost expecting he's not going to sign long term. I think Bobrovsky's due for
it. I think when you say that, Brian, it kind of means you don't want to be there long term.
Yeah, I'm not interested in negotiating right now. Why not?
Somebody's going to throw $8 million or 8 years times whatever.
Whatever, yeah, it's a big number.
I don't even want to hear that. Yeah, that's generally a bad sign.
Yeah, I would say whatever people thought of Panarin, like he was Kane's caddy or whatever, the year he just put up, anybody with an NHL team should be interested in that kid. He is a difference maker. He is a playmaker. He's a scorer. Like, I don't care what it costs. I would take a look at him. I've seen enough anyway to think that's a pretty special player.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we'll see, man. We'll see where it goes tonight and throughout the weekend. And the Canadian content has been interesting. I mean, with Ottawa and the situation that they find themselves in, and obviously Montreal, and Vancouver's got the 7th pick.
Jimmy Benning, he's got the Wayne Newton going on right now.
Oh.
Does he ever? That thing is slit tight.
Just and the best salad in the league.
Yeah, black can be.
Yeah, he had the shoe polish out for the weekend.
Yeah, it was brown at last year's draft. This year he went with dark black.
Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned the NBA. I hope the NHL saw the way they zipped through the first round yesterday. Do we need the owner, his kid, the 7 scouts, and the GM and an assistant? Let's roll it along.
It's so
I just want to see Daryl Cates' kid. He's like 35 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's assistant GM.
Like, I love when they go, oh, it's all about the kid. No, it's not. It's about the floaters getting up on stage.
It's so true.
They want their... I want to be in the picture. Good. Be in a picture at the table. Like, let's move it along.
It's the only league that does that. Every single scout is up there. The GM's up there. The president, the owner, the kids. Just commissioner and player.
Yeah.
And let's move on. But we know that's not going to happen.
No, and don't forget, I want to thank our fans viewing at home.
So painful.
At Turk's Bar and Grill. Make sure you order the wings and the...
It is so painful.
It is.
Every single year. And we get to endure it again tonight. So enjoy,
buddy. Boys. We'll check in Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Monday. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lean history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com.